This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Ron Ness is sitting in for Scott Hennon today. Scotty's on his way to Florida. He'll be back with us starting, I believe, on Thursday and Friday, live from CPAC down there. He's going to make a run down to Mar-a-Lago, too. He's going to be in Orlando and then down around the Miami area. But we'll get updated on that. Ron's here today and tomorrow, and then Scotty's back on Thursday. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Advanced Business Methods. I want to tell you, great homegrown company, ABM. It's a place where we go. We need an upgrade to our copiers, our printers, office equipment around here. They're employee-owned, based right here in North Dakota. Means your money stays in the community. And it's unbelievable how high-tech the new printers are. You know that hackers can get into your servers through your printers? We had no idea until we got ABM in here. And they understand the security risks and set up encryption, firewalls to keep the outside world out. They're coming up on their 50th anniversary, too. Right, 50 years of serving the business community with the best products and the best service you'll find anywhere. Locations in West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, and Dickinson. Go online, find out more at abmnow.com. That is abmnow.com. Advanced Business Methods. Proud sponsors of What's On Your Mind. Ron, great job so far. Ron in for Scotty. You're here tomorrow too, right? Hello? We lose Ron? Daniel? We'll see if we can get him back in. I'm pretty sure he is here. He's here today.
Hey, I'm here.
Tomorrow. There we are. Hey, you're here tomorrow, too, right? Yeah, we can hear you. You're here tomorrow, right, too? Today and tomorrow?
Are you testing? Test? Hey. Hey, I am here tomorrow, unless you guys cut me off. Was it that bad in hour one that you...
No. Quit putting...
Was it that bad in hour
one?
Quit
pushing buttons there in Todd's studio. Oh. See, we got Todd had a Ron's in Bismarck.
Testing. Can you hear me, Kevin?
I can hear you now. Yes. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Yeah, we need to get the feed there, Ron, and we'll get it. Can you hear me now? All right, I'll just throw it to you. You got it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Can you hear me now, Kevin?
Yeah, I can hear you. See what we deal with? This is what we deal with.
Give us a...
You're going to be pushing buttons there. I can hear you.
Okay. Phil took care of me.
All right. We're good. We're back.
Where's Todd when I need him? So
right? There we go.
I was just going to say it. It seemed to go okay, hour one, without Todd around, but I guess not. Not so much in hour two.
Yeah, don't let anybody in there touch any buttons.
Hey, we didn't touch a thing, as far as I know.
It's weird, yeah, it's weird.
Well, you know, somewhere between me and getting over to the, I was telling Eric and Wes here, the food buffet over there, and the you know, so it's hard here at the studio. When you guys are in the studio, you got can't put your drinks down or let your appetizer table hit anything. So we're glad to be back, and we look forward to your calls or texts. We are talking all things North Dakota today and tomorrow. This half hour, we have with us Eric Spencer, the president and CEO of the Greater North Dakota Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, Ron. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you here. And it is, for guys like you and I who are so involved in the legislative process, it's just an absolute feeding frenzy right now on the number of bills. The North Dakota Senate has adjourned for the first half this morning, and the House still has a lot of work to do over the next couple of days, but really beginning to kick out some very substantial pieces of legislation that I think people are going to take a lot of notice on. And we're going to cover a few of those from a chamber standpoint today in terms of what you're looking at, what's the most important issues. But give us just a little backdrop here on the state chamber and what your thoughts are in terms of the business communities a year into COVID now. How are things looking from your chair?
You know, the last year has been really challenging for the business community. You know, they say that the uncertainty is one of the things that business leaders don't like, and that certainly it was true last March, and it's true today. We're far from out of the woods. There's a lot of uncertainty about the future of energy in our state, you know, whether there's going to be a resurgence of COVID before we get broad vaccination. So, yeah, I would say that things are very, very uncertain.
Yes.
And we, I think we got a different mic turned on than the one he's sitting in front of.
Okay. Why don't you switch over there, Eric? So you guys didn't hear any of Eric's great introduction.
You could hear it. It was just a little off mic.
You know, this is going to make Todd feel so good when he comes back. He couldn't. There's not a happier guy on the planet today than Mr. Todd Mitchell when he shows up. Todd, it's been a mess. Where are you, man? So,
all right, how about this?
All right, Eric, I think we can hear you now. You guys can hear Eric now. So, Eric, Eric was just going to tell us a little bit about the past year on the North Dakota business community, and glad to have you here, Eric.
No, I'm glad to be here. The last year's been obviously a challenge. You know, whether it's business closures or, you know, dramatically low oil prices, the last year has been a very, very challenging one for businesses across the state. And we're not out of the woods. You know, there's uncertainty about the future of North Dakota energy. If we're truly out of the woods with the pandemic, consumer confidence still isn't where it was. So we're trying to get through this legislative session and not do any harm and move the needle in a positive direction, as you well know.
The scary thing is, from a North Dakota standpoint, life is really pretty normal here. And you look at what's going on across the rest of the country. Kids aren't back in school. Businesses are still closed. You know, we're planning to have our big Bakken conference May 11 to 13. And we look at it from a North Dakota perspective, and the restaurants are full now. The traffic is flowing, and you get to the rest of the country, a big part of the rest of the country, and the businesses are just hurting. So I hope our North Dakota businesses can do better than the rest of the businesses across this country. But it is going to be a challenge for our economy going forward at some point, and what happens in terms of all of the types of businesses that are going to continue to be closed at well after this pandemic is, or we've learned to live with this pandemic, as I guess those of us with some legs in the healthcare world know about. So, Eric, let's talk about the legislature. Just a couple. Maybe we'll start with a couple of easy ones. I know one of the big bills related to COVID was the COVID House Bill 1175, sponsored by Representative Michael Howe out of Castleton. Talk to us a little bit about what that bill means to the business community.
Absolutely, Ron. You know, this bill is critically important. It's a liability protection bill, and it protects businesses, employers, property owners, even healthcare providers, manufacturers, and places like schools and church from civil liability lawsuits, unless they didn't follow the law or they acted willfully in giving someone COVID. This is broad support. There's over 30 organizations, statewide associations or regional chambers that are supportive of it. So every major local chamber across the state, and places like, or associations like the North Dakota Grocers Association, the Petroleum Council that you obviously are a great leader of, and many, many others.
Eric, this is something I think a lot of people thought it was maybe going to be in the federal stimulus package and in the package in December. It didn't happen. You're seeing this pass across other states as well?
Absolutely. We're one of 20 states that don't have any form of liability protection, and we've been calling for this for months. You know, we hoped it would be included in the federal package. We had hoped the governor would do it. He didn't think that he had the executive ability to do it. So we're pushing this bill through the legislature. We don't see anything stopping it, and it's important, again, to provide some certainty that, you know, you're not going to have, frivolous lawsuits thrown at you when you're trying to get back on your feet. And you know, we do know of attorneys in North Dakota shopping for lawsuits right now, and so the sooner we can get this passed, the better.
Sailed through the House relatively easily. Not a lot of opposition.
Not a lot of opposition. Unsurprisingly, the trial attorneys didn't like it too much, but it sailed through the House. Now we're going to be in the Senate and have a hearing likely in a couple weeks. You know, and this is not a radical concept. The Attorney General of North Dakota, Wayne Stengem, has supported this effort at a national level. Obviously, that would have been ideal, but you know, we're going to take a stab at it here. In all honesty, we're going to have one of the strongest COVID-19 liability protection bills in the whole country, and that goes to the wisdom and leadership of our lawmakers at the state capitol.
Protections for employees are still exist, but just the ability for these class action types of frivolous suits are limited and restricted via this House Bill 1175.
Absolutely. You know, in 1175, the way it's written, it doesn't just protect businesses. It protects employees from being named in lawsuits, independent contractors. So, again, it's that broad protection that I think that North Dakotans expect.
Another bill that I think took a number of us by surprise that we probably weren't watching too much was the House approved the mask ban rule yesterday. And 50 to 44, so it passed by about three votes. House Bill 1323, if you're out there watching, making the use of a face mask, shield, or covering condition for entry for education, employment, or services. Basically, it bans those entities from employing a mask mandate. Is that accurate?
That's exactly right, Ron. And, you know, there was a number of these kind of bills throughout the session. Most of them died. This one passed. We don't like this bill, not that we love masks, but this would prevent people from, or employees from requiring their employees wear PPP for grinding or welding, things like that.
Well, that'll certainly be one that'll get more attention on the second half, Eric. We're going to have you join us through the break and come back on the other side. We'll talk about recreational marijuana and the tax on that marijuana that passed the North Dakota House this morning. So thanks for being here. Please give us a call with your questions or emails. Kevin's got those numbers, and he'll share them when we come back. Thank you.
Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Tuesday, lunch specials, Valley City, Half Beef Sandwich, Chicken Pot Pie. Harwood's got meatball dinner. West Main's got Salisbury steak. 12th Avenue North and Fargo Chicken Fettuccine. And Yulin has the orange chicken today. Also brought to you by our friends at Piper's. They've got another number of auctions coming up. The steel and land auctions, crop land, CRP land all over the place. view all of them at Pfeiffer's Land Auctions, the exciting lineup of equipment auctions as well, at Pfeiffer's.com, P-I-F-E-R-S.com, and you can find out more there. Ron Ness is sitting in for Scott Hennon today on What's on Your Mind.
Well, thank you very much. We have got Eric Spencer, the President and CEO of the State Chamber of Commerce, with us. And, Eric, we're going to cover a couple more legislative issues. One, the legacy fund and what we're going to do with earnings in North Dakota, I think, has been one of the great debates over the last 18 months. And tomorrow we'll have Senator Wardner on the next half hour. We have Bill Panos, the director of the North Dakota DOT. But state chambers playing a big, important role in terms of what we should do with the legacy fund. What's the thoughts of the state chamber and the membership across the state?
Well, you know, the legislature has been essentially using the legacy fund earnings since 2017 to fill budget holes, and we think they need to do better than that. And so they've introduced a series of bills to provide kind of a direction for how the legacy fund and its earnings will be used into the future that prioritizes, you know, both reinvestment but also focusing on some priorities. Now, the original bill, House Bill 1380, that was introduced in the House, had a whole lot of ideas on how to do that. It's been amended somewhat to be a little more generic. Now, keep in mind this is okay because it would go into effect in 2023 after we get done with the next biennium. But the good news is they're forging ahead, trying to focus on things like economic diversification, investing in infrastructure. And those are things I think you'll hear Senator Wardner talk about tomorrow. Those are two critical bills. In addition, for this biennium, they're looking at a large bonding package. And, you know, a lot of us don't like the state borrowing money exactly, but it's hard to argue against it when interest rates are at historic lows. They're less than the cost of inflation. And really, this is the only way we could fund some major infrastructure projects in North Dakota over the next 2 years. And so we think all of those are good ideas.
So the state of North Dakota bonds against the earnings from the legacy fund, repays that those bonds with the earnings, because that's a fixed source of revenue off the stream of the $7 billion legacy fund. So great discussion, and much more to come in the second half of the legislature on those topics, I think. So if you recall, I guess 3 years ago, the great North Dakota Chamber of Commerce was the leader in terms of the opposition to the recreational marijuana bill in North Dakota. That initiated measure was defeated. Obviously, things have changed in and around our state in terms of where this is going in the state of North Dakota. The House of North Dakota House passed that recreational marijuana bill this morning, and they also passed a tax that goes along with that and the structure of the entire process. What's the chamber's thoughts going forward in the second half on this bill? I know you had opposed it in the first half with some amendments, and I believe they adopted all of your amendments. So where's that put you guys today?
You know, we're going to take another look at it. The reason we don't like recreational marijuana is that for any industry that has a federal nexus, it makes hiring and retention of employees very hard because of the mandatory drug testing. And marijuana is still a Class 1 drug nationally. But with the strongest business protections for recreational marijuana in the country being added to this bill, we're going to take another look at it. You know, we think the legislature is probably doing the right thing. Although we don't like it, it's in every state around us, it's in Canada, it's going to come here eventually, and we'd much rather have the legislature do this where it can be tweaked and made to work for our purposes rather than an initiated measure, a constitutional measure being shoved down our throat.
Well, certainly we saw that with the medical marijuana and how the legislature had to deal with a constitutional measure that was really just a mess, and they gave it to the legislature, and that frustrated everybody because they wanted it now and they wanted it done right. But I think at the end of the day, the legislature made the right choices, and how they stepped back did that right. And from a standpoint of, I think, you know, the business community and even myself as a parent, I couldn't be more opposed. But the reality is Canada has passed it, Montana, South Dakota, many other states, and I think we'd much rather see it done right by the legislature up front. So I think that you're going to see a lot of that discussion, because historically the Senate, this would be a tough vote in the Senate, but I think from a North Dakota standpoint, this may look a little different this time around in the Senate, and I'm sure the listeners out there have a lot of opinions, but this issue will be coming to the ballot if the North Dakota legislature does not address it.
You know, you're absolutely right. Before the pandemic, there was two measures being circulated for the citizens to vote on. I know there's a lot of lawmakers that, you know, I knew, you know, kind of held their nose and voted for it. But yeah, the conversation's far from done, and it'll be interesting to see how this goes in the second half.
Overall assessment of the first half of the legislative session from a business community standpoint, Eric?
Overall, very good. You know, there's going to be a few issues that sneak to the other side. There's some great bills out there to kind of move the needle in the right direction on our business climate, whether it's infrastructure, legacy funds, targeted workforce development, or economic diversification bills. But, you know, we were able to take care of and help kill a lot of bills that were very, very bad for North Dakota's business climate. And we, you know, we have this great business climate. It's easy to take it for granted that every 2 years people try to take some stabs at it.
Hey, thanks, Eric. Daniel, I think we'll take Jeff in Jamestown. He's got a question on drilling on public lands, and I might know somebody that can answer that one.
See, I've got a question. I know they're putting a halt on our current injunction against drilling on public lands. I don't see what the big deal is. Is there not enough private land left to drill on, or is there a problem getting on private land, or what's this such a – or no private land to get to drill on? I don't understand.
Well, I think, Jeff, I think that's a great question. And across this country, that ban was not only on public lands as you and I think of them, but it's certainly in the Gulf of Mexico and other waters are public. But in other states, that comprises about 22% of American oil and gas production is on public lands. Now, in North Dakota, you think of public lands, you think of the grasslands, which is managed by the Forest Service, which is actually under the Department of Agriculture, but the minerals are managed by the Bureau of Land Management. And then you think about all those little sloughs up there across northwestern North Dakota, all that have a federal easement on them or federal minerals on them or an old railroad right-of-way, which are federal minerals. So this affects way more than what most of us would think in terms of those federal tracts that you have to permit. So anytime it could be private surface, virtually all private minerals, but if there's a federal mineral acre in there, now you need a federal permit if you're going to penetrate that federal mineral acre. So in North Dakota, it is a significant impact not only on the ability to produce oil and gas underneath those federal lands, but in any tract that has federal minerals in them, which impacts private citizens. And you saw today our governor, along with 16 other governors, objected to this. And I know the superintendent of public schools across the West, this helps fund education in North Dakota and all of those counties across western North Dakota. So it has a big impact in North Dakota, but a huge impact on federal lands in Wyoming, New Mexico, Utah. And we will have Kathleen Sagama on tomorrow with the Western Energy Association talking about this from an overall perspective. But it's a really good question, but it's a much bigger impact than you would normally think because of those federal tracts of minerals underneath the surface spread across North Dakota in many places we wouldn't imagine. So we will be back with Bill Panos, the director of the North Dakota Department of Transportation, after these messages. Please continue to send or call with 701-258-0550. Eric, thanks for being here this morning. Great job for the State Chamber and your members.
Thank you, Ron.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift, the gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
Piper's Auctioneers 2021 Equipment Auctions will bring exciting opportunities for the new year, including Premier Farm Equipment Auctions in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Bismarck, Bowman, Rain, Jamestown, Bowdoin, Steele, Marmouth, Anamoose, Lear, and Raleigh, North Dakota. With today's optimism in the equipment markets, it's never been a better time to turn iron into cash, and Piper's regional and online auctions can do just that. Consign your items today at 701-523-7366. All equipment inventories and auction details are updated daily at pipers.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The investigation into the engine failure of a Boeing 777 could take more than a year, although photos of the failed jet engine from Saturday's incident near Denver, Colorado, clearly shows blades of the engine missing. Both the Federal Aviation Administration and the NTSB are investigating the incident. California lawmakers on Monday cleared the way for 5.7 million people to get at least $600 in one-time payments, part of a state-sized coronavirus relief package aimed at helping lower-income people in the Golden State. Governor Gavin Newsom said he will sign it into law on Tuesday. People who are eligible for the money should get it between 45 days and 60 days after receiving their state tax refunds. That's according to the Franchise Tax Board. The Indiana House voted Monday to eliminate the license to carry a handgun in the state. House Bill 1369, which passed the House by a 65-31 vote, now heads to the Senate. It repeals the law that requires a person to obtain a license to carry a handgun in Indiana. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, HATandSons.com. And I'll tell you what, it's going to prevent coronavirus, other airborne viruses from spreading in your home or business. And, you know, the times in which we live now, you may be wondering if you can take steps to protect your home. Other than, you know, Clorox wipes and the rest of it, IAQ air cleaning products, the effectiveness is what blew me away on this stuff. And if you want more info, just contact H.A. Thompson at 701-234-9889. 701-234-9889. Get pricing, quick installation as well. They've been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. But check out this IAQ air cleaning products line. I'll tell you, for your business, it's amazing how they can scrub that air, not have to worry about the mask business. Numbers to call, 800-228-0550, toll-free, or you can call the Oasis Petroleum, Be the Buffalo hotline, at 855-217-76 is the number there. Ron Ness, sitting in for Scott Hennon, who's on his way to Florida, heading out to CPAC on What's on Your Mind.
Thank you, Kevin, and did not touch a thing during the break. Shall be good, Bill. Test
good,
over there.
Yeah.
We're good.
Oh, boy, I'm learning. Just keep your hands off everything in the control room. So great to be here, and we're going to wrap up the last half hour of the session today. Bill Panos, the director of the North Dakota Department of Transportation, is my guest this morning in studio. Bill, great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
You've been at DOT and in North Dakota now for 18 months?
18 months. It's been a privilege, and I've learned a lot in the 18 months, a lot to learn. I've learned that there's a lot still to learn about North Dakota.
Well, we'll give you a little geography question later on. Maybe I'll hit you with where's this town in North Dakota. But came from Wyoming Department of Transportation. Lessons learned coming from there to here in terms of the overall structure of North Dakota's road system. And
yeah, it's different. It's different than Wyoming. You know, Wyoming is mountainous. Wyoming has a lot of energy, economy, and a lot of ranching economy. Those things are relatively similar to here in terms of the west of North Dakota being energy focused and agricultural focused. There's a lot more growing going on in North Dakota than Wyoming. So I think that there are significant differences between the two states, some similarities, but more differences, I think, than similarities. The transportation systems are very, very different. And they've grown up in a different way, in a different place over a long period of time. So those are different as well. So there's a lot of differences between the two states. But it's been a pleasure to be here for the last 18 months.
Great, great team at North Dakota DOT and all of your squad over there does a great job.
Amazing depth of talent and engineering, amazing commitment to public service. present in all of the communities around our state, partnering with counties and cities and townships. Really remarkable team of people.
Two things that maybe COVID has changed in the way you guys are delivering your services to the public, and then one thing that maybe you've learned, and we'll never go back to doing it the way we were before.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it that the public has seen, that your listeners are going to see, is in the driver's license motor vehicle area. A lot more appointments, a lot more efficient, no wait times. CDLs, we never closed during the pandemic, so CDLs, CDL licenses continue to move forward. They are now done online as well. So I think a lot more efficiency. So we're able to come out of COVID better than we were going into COVID, and that is a remarkable accomplishment on the part of the staff who were able to be innovative and empowered to be innovative and really, I think, delivered for the citizens of North Dakota.
No wait time at the DOT office? I thought that was just part of life for all of us.
Not anymore. So we don't see any wait times on any of our services. And the last bit was really titling that motor vehicles had been focusing on, and they cut the time for titling in half during COVID, and now it is the fastest that it's ever been in state's history. So instead of waiting 3 months or 2 months for a title, you can get one within a month.
Well, kudos to you, your team over there for that. So let's just give us a little summary of really the two or three big challenges before the North Dakota highways and roads and bridges across the state.
Yeah, I think that the two biggest challenges are water and flooding on our roadways and keeping the roadways open during flood season and our use, I think, in my opinion, overuse of weight, load, restrictions, size restrictions on vehicles because the roads and the bridges are not necessarily built so that they can keep out of the water. Keep out of flooding. And so we see a lot of closures. We see a lot of load restrictions, that kind of thing. So water is a big issue. The other is the bridges. The bridges are deficient. We have some of the worst bridges in the United States. They need to be fixed. There's a commitment on the part of not only this governor, Lieutenant Governor Sanford, but also the federal government to come in here and help us fix our bridges. So we are working very closely this session with the legislature in doing just that.
So yesterday, the North Dakota House passed House Bill, whatever it was, and passed a 3-cent gas tax that raises about $44 million of biennium, I think, that goes towards the federal matching funds. Interesting enough, I believe the legislature passed a bill in 2019 that Governor Burgum then vetoed. So thoughts about the gas tax bill and how what the hole to plug is from a funding standpoint for you guys?
You know, again, a similarity, right, between states across the Northern Plains. Transportation is expensive. It's expensive, period. And finding, exploring all the different ways to be able to fund transportation at a state level and the federal level is complicated. It takes a long time. It takes a lot of different funding sources, and it takes a lot of thought. So they're working through those issues now. I think that the fact that the legislature on both sides, the House and the Senate, and the governor and the administration is focused on infrastructure for our state, whether that be water infrastructure or transportation infrastructure, is, I think, probably the one of the most significant things that have come out of this session. I am really pleased that all of them are talking about infrastructure, how to pay for infrastructure, how to move our economy forward, how to create jobs here, because infrastructure investment will do all of those things for North Dakota.
Have you guys provided a kind of a ballpark figure of what you think we need in terms of funding in order to manage some of our big bridge challenges, as I recall?
Yeah. We when we come into a new state, we do an independent assessment. We bring in people from other states to sort of look at the infrastructure that's here, the highways, the bridges, the roads, how much money has been invested in them over the next or over the last few decades. And we took a strong and a hard objective look at North Dakota. And as we said, we have some deficient bridges. We wish our roads were a little stronger so we didn't have such a heavy use of size and weight restrictions on our agricultural economy and our energy economy. And so more investment needs to be made. And we believe that over the next decade or so, a significant investment needs to be made in the transportation and water infrastructure to be able to sustain the kind of economy that the state needs over the next decade and our way of life here. So we need to make more investments. The legislature understands this. The governor understands it for sure. He proposed two things in his a budget proposal. First, a bond initiative. Certainly not the first time North Dakota has used bonds, but certainly in this manner, using it for transportation and water infrastructure, a significant policy change. And he linked that with a revolving loan fund for local government. So they had sustainable transportation and water infrastructure dollars for generations to come. These concepts, as the legislature took them in and started to sort of rework them, have kept going through the session. And it's been really rewarding, really, to see it and to see the kind of conversation, the serious conversation this legislature is having around infrastructure, both water and transportation infrastructure. So we're all very encouraged by this, and I think it's going to be good for our state, especially as we come out of the COVID pandemic, to boost our economy, create jobs, and get North Dakota in the lead in the United States, as it should be, in terms of competing with other states for economic investment.
Bill, let's transition a little bit. We've had a few calls and texts on electric vehicles.
Sure.
And I think there's a lot of discussion about how do we pay for that. I know the gas tax bill the House passed increased the fee on electric vehicles. How many electric vehicles are registered in the state of North Dakota?
Yeah, it changes every day, so I don't have the exact number. It's not many, but more are coming. The car companies have made a firm commitment to moving towards electrical vehicles, whether that be non-commercial or commercial vehicles. So you're going to see more electric trucks, delivery trucks, that kind of thing. And also, not just here, but across the country. In this current administration, they're going to be forwarding that concept in terms of their policy and funding. And North Dakota should be in a position to take advantage of those things as we go forward. Otherwise, we're going to be leaving money on the table. So I think we need to be focused on this conversion that's about to happen, this technological conversion, and stay with it, move forward, take advantage of it. And I think we're going to see more of this as we go forward. This is also important from a funding point of view, because in the past, the United States and North Dakota have used gas tax to pay for a lot of the transportation infrastructure. And this will change over time when people use less fuel and replace it with electrical power. And that's what you see in the proposals, is basically a reflection on the need to ensure that we have enough money to make sure our roads, bridges, highways, and our rail, transit, et cetera, is being run and being paid for and being available to our citizens and our businesses throughout our state.
Bill, new administration, new head of the Federal Department of Transportation. Any initial reactions from what you guys are seeing down to the states from the feds?
Yeah, in my perspective about the new administration is really not just about North Dakota, although it primarily is. It's about all rural states, especially I mentioned earlier the Northern Plains states. It's about rural states and the commitment of this administration and the USDOT secretary to rural states, to states in the West, and to rural states, agricultural states, et cetera. We need to see a strong commitment by this administration to our agricultural economy, to our needs in our states here in the Northern Plains.
Bill, we're going to come back after the break. We're going to talk about something near and dear to my heart, Highway 85, and what the plan is and when you're going to get that done. But I know the listeners out west are going to be very interested to hear your plan. So we'll be back to wrap up what's on your mind today after these messages.
Hey, Fargo Moorhead, you can stop paying rents right now. People's Home Equity Mortgage can help you get into a new home. So what are you waiting for?
You may be surprised at how much you can afford, and it might be less than you are paying in rent. Contact me, Joel Fisher, NMLS number 1552467 at 701-204-6214 at 701-204-6214, or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com. People's Home Equity, for great people, deserve great advice.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Ryan Wiggy is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Still have us another minute, Daniel. Back to What's On Your Mind, Tuesday edition. He's hard to believe. March will be here on Monday. So we'll get this, get February in the rearview mirror. We've got a little weather working across the state of North Dakota heading east. Might bring in snow. He's got a winter weather warning deals going on. More snow to the north in this system that we're watching here. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, online at schwannbuickgmc.com. They've got a few 2020 Buick Encore GXs left, and they're putting $4,250 on a purchase allowance on those, the 2020s. They need to get rid of them. An Encore GX is a gorgeous little SUV. 2021 GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cabs, $5,250 in a purchase allowance. And remember, at Schwann Buick GMC, your warranty lasts a lifetime. Give them a call, 701-214-6372. Or stop in Mandan, right on the 3812 Memorial Highway there. It's Schwann Buick GMC, proud sponsors of What's On Your Mind. Ron Ness wrapping up, final segment in for Scott Hennon. He'll be back tomorrow, though.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin, and I certainly hope Todd is back tomorrow, too. This has been like a
yep, he will be.
One-man disaster around here from
you're
me
doing
going
great,
on today.
But we just did that one little hiccup. You're doing great.
So thank you very much. So we're going to continue our discussion with Bill Panos, the director of the North Dakota DOT, and we're going to talk a little bit about all things West, Bill. But first of all, North Dakota, from a standpoint of fatalities last year, I think there were some fabulous numbers, results. No fatalities, a fabulous number, but compared to where we were a few years ago in terms of what we've been able to do as North Dakotans to reduce that has been good.
Yeah, zero's our target, and we want everybody who gets on the road to get home safely and to come home to their families, whether you're driving a truck or you're driving your car. And we had a record year last year, 97 fatalities. We do an analysis to make sure we pick up all of the fatalities that may happen that we may need to, so that number may vary a little bit, but it's a record year. The year before it was a record year. The citizens of North Dakota, the businesses of North Dakota are doing a great job, promoting, educating, making the choice to drive safely, do not drive under the influence, and to wear their seatbelts. I think they're doing a great job. And so keep it up. Keep it up, North Dakota. We need you home safe.
Well, and certainly a lot of that credit also goes to the North Dakota legislature and the governor and the past governors. The investment in infrastructure and bypasses and turning lanes and all of those things that we have seen in over $1 billion, I believe, in the 2015 legislative session made a big impact. And certainly it not only made a big impact, but it really, from a community standpoint out west, it gave those communities their city back and their town back. So it was a super big deal.
Yeah, we're a team. You know, the legislature, the governor's office, the department, the counties, the cities, we're all one team. Trying to make sure people get home safe every day.
Well, you guys, a little over a year ago when the pandemic hit and oil went to minus $36, one of those fateful days about 8-10 months ago that we hope to forget, your team stepped up. You reduced some road restrictions and allowed some of the operations to continue, allowed people to continue to be employed, and thank you for that effort. And I think at the end of the day, it worked out just great last year with weather conditions in it.
It really did. We were so proud of all of the efforts across the state to respond to the pandemic, but then also over these last few months, again, with partnership with the legislature, partnership with communities around our state and our healthcare community to frankly move through this pandemic in a way which is remarkable. North Dakota's numbers are surprisingly good, nationally some of the best in the country, and that's just because we have good leadership, a good team, that is working together as one to make sure that we get control over the pandemic.
Bill, let's the one pinch point, obviously, that everybody knows, is aware of is Highway 85 from Watford City to Belfield. That's just a critical economic sector. A lot of people travel that way. So when are you going to get that done?
So we're on Highway 85. So we just finished Long X Bridge, as you know. The next segment is the Watford City to Long X Bridge, the widening of that to four lanes. We just got notice from the USDOT and are submitting another application for that. We are only one of nine states in the United States that haven't received an infra grant, and that's the grant we're going after. So all the other states received it, or just about all of them, and we're going to go after that grant, and we're going to make that point. In fact, I'm meeting with the USDOT Secretary's office this afternoon on the phone to be able to talk about that very thing. And then once we're done with the widening between Watford City and the Long X Bridge, we'll continue. We'll go from the Long X Bridge down to Highway 200 and then from 200 down to 94. We are going to finish this. And along with the legislature and support from the legislature and the federal government, we're going to get to four-laning Highway 85.
Is that part of the bonding bill in the legislature this session, the additional funding?
Yeah, I've seen it meander in and out, and I know that in the Senate proposal that there is a $50 million item there for us to match federal dollars as they come in for Watford City to Long X. So, again, we're working as a team. We're working as one, and we're going to make sure Highway 85 gets widened.
Legislature defeated the 80-mile-per-hour on interstate highways bill for about the 14th time, I think. Does it really make a difference from a safety standpoint? Obviously, it's a contentious legislative issue that just hasn't passed, but thoughts?
Yeah, sure. There's no one tool that works on every road. We have so many different kinds of roads. I mean, think about it. We have dirt roads. We have two-lane highways, four-lane highways, interstates. They're all different. And so we're going to need to be very judicious about how we manage those roads and operate those roads. Safety is our number one priority.
Well, thanks, Bill. Little weather conditions out there today. So message to our listeners, drive safe. Slow down. Keep your seatbelt on. And we'll ride on through today and be back tomorrow morning with another great lineup of speakers. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.